You're listening to Asbury University's Chapel Podcast, recorded live from our campus in Wilmore, Kentucky. Asbury's Chapel Service hosts speakers from around the world to inspire academic excellence and spiritual vitality. We hope you enjoy today's message.
Good morning, happy Monday. Welcome to Chapel. It is a beautiful spring day, and we are getting close to spring break, so finish well this week, guys. Also, a special welcome to our admissions visitors who are here for our homeschool event. We're so glad you're here. Welcome, if you would, welcome our guests today. Today is Selah Chapel, so you're in for a treat. It's a little bit different than our normal chapels. We don't have a speaker this morning, but we will worship, listen, and respond to God through singing, through prayer, and through His Word. As always, the altar is open at any point if you'd like to come and respond in that way. We're just so glad you're here, and we're excited and expectant for all that God has for us. If you would stand for our call to worship this morning.
Good morning, Asbury.
Our call to worship comes from Psalm chapter 100. Shout to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before Him with a joyful song. Know that the Lord is God. It is He who makes us, and we are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and praise His name. For the Lord is good, and His love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations.
Good morning, Asbury. Let's worship together.
Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Let's sing this together.
The reign of darkness now has ended. In the kingdom of light, in the kingdom of light, forever under your dominion. You're the king of my life, you're the king of my life.
Sing it out.
You reign above it all, reign above it all.
To hell out of the empty grave, seated alone in glory, enthroned on the highest praise. You sent the darkness running out of the
I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and mire. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and put their trust in the Lord. Blessed is the man who makes the Lord his trust, who does not look to the proud, to those who turn aside to false gods. Many, O Lord my God, are the wonders you have done, the things you have planned for us. No one can recount to you. Were I to speak and tell of them, they would be too many to declare. Sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but my ears you have pierced. Burnt offerings and sin offerings you did not require. Then I said, here I am, I have come. It is written about me in the scroll. I desire to do your will, O my God. Your law is within my heart. I proclaim righteousness in the great assembly. I do not seal my lips, as you know, O my Lord. I do not hide your righteousness in my heart. I speak of your faithfulness and salvation. I do not conceal your love and your truth from the great assembly. Do not withhold your mercy from me, O Lord. May your love and your truth always protect me. For troubles without number surround me. My sins have overtaken me, and I cannot see. They are more than the hairs of my head, and my heart fails within me. Be pleased, O Lord, to save me. O Lord, come quickly to help me. May all who seek to take my life be put to shame and confusion. May all who desire my ruin be turned back in disgrace. May those who say to me, aha, aha, be appalled at their own shame. But may all who seek you rejoice and be glad. May those who love your salvation always say, the Lord be exalted. Yet I am poor and needy. May the Lord think of me. You are my help and my deliverer. O my God, do not delay. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
In the dark. blessed assurance. And Jesus is mine, and he's been my fourth man in the fire time after time, and born of his spirit and washed in his blood, and then what he did for me on Calvary's more than enough, and I trust in God, my Savior.
46. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in time of trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at the break of day. Nations are in uproar. Kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice. The earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come and see what the Lord has done, the desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. He says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
As we leave, I want our posture to be open-handed. So we're going to sing that bridge of My King Forever, I lift my hands up, lay my whole life down. Would that be the call for us this week and the rest of the semester as we surrender to the Lord? So let's sing together. Jesus. So we thank you for this day. Would you be with us throughout the rest of this day? In Jesus' name.